In this bulletin, the Sydney home of a New South Wales Labor MP raided by Australian Federal Police. The Prime Minister says details on the future of JobKeeper will be revealed next month. And a boost to the profile of women's football in Australia and New Zealand after the nations succeed in their bid to host the 2023 Women's Football World Cup. With the latest SBS News, I'm Biwa Kwan. The Australian Federal Police and the Australian Security and Intelligence Organisation have raided the Sydney home of New South Wales Labor MP, Jacquette Moseliman. Earlier this year, Mr. Moseliman had to resign as Assistant President of the Upper House of the New South Wales Parliament after fulsome praise of the Chinese government that his party's leader, New South Wales Opposition Leader Jodie McKay, deemed inappropriate. After today's raid, Ms. McKay has moved to suspend Mr. Moseliman's membership of the Labor Party. She says the allegations are disturbing.
It's dreadfully concerning. It's terrible. There is an expectation on MPs that they're, whatever they do, it is in the best interests of the people of this state. And I would hope that every single MP in the Parliament, not just on the Labor side, but on the Liberal and the National Party side, the crossbench, has that at the heart of their actions as an MP.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison says people should avoid making hasty conclusions about the future of the federal government's wage subsidy scheme, JobKeeper. Qantas Chief Executive Alan Joyce and the Transport Workers Union have called for the scheme to be extended beyond the September end date to help the 15,000 Qantas workers who remain stood down after 6,000 people were laid off. Mr. Morrison told Sydney radio station 2GB an update will be made during the third week of July when the government's economic statement is due.
I think people shouldn't rush to conclusions about what the government is going to do post-September. We understand what's going on out there. We're very closely connected to that. And we're going to keep ensuring we have policies to support people, just like we did back in March, just like we moved effectively and significantly. We understand the need, but we've got to make the decisions and we've got to get them right and we've got to calibrate them correctly. We've got to get the design right.
Victoria has recorded 30 new cases of COVID-19. Seven are linked to known outbreaks. Five have been detected in hotel quarantine. Victorian Deputy Chief Health Officer Annalise Van Diemen says one of the new cases involves a healthcare worker at a youth mental health facility.
We have a new healthcare worker who is linked to the Origin Youth Mental Health Facility and is believed to have worked whilst infectious. We're working very closely with Melbourne Health, who run the facility. A number of staff have been put into quarantine who've been close contacts, and obviously a number of patients are also possibly close contacts, so are in quarantine in their rooms.
The Northern Territory will continue with its plan to lift border restrictions from July the 17th, but with conditions. Quarantine measures will remain in place for anyone travelling from an area within a state that has been designated by the relevant state government or national authority as a coronavirus hotspot. People travelling to the Northern Territory from such areas will need to quarantine in a rural area at their own expense. Travellers will have to sign a statutory declaration that states they have not been in such a hotspot in the past 28 days. Northern Territory Chief Minister Michael Gunner says targeting people based on hotspots, not states, maintains the balance between safety and freedom.
This way we are ready and we do not make ourselves vulnerable to anyone unsafe living anywhere. We've had a hotspot before at the top of WA. You know that has always worried me. By stopping the people that need to be stopped, by targeting suburbs, not states, we keep the territory safe while keeping the territory free.
Australia and New Zealand have won the right to co-host the 2023 Women's Football World Cup. The joint bid won 22 votes, beating out the Colombian bid, which won 13 votes. The tournament is being expanded to 32 teams in 2023 and will be played in July and August. Australian matches will be played in Sydney, Melbourne, Perth, Brisbane, Adelaide, Newcastle and Launceston. New Zealand matches will be played in Auckland, Wellington, Christchurch, Dunedin and Hamilton. The vice-captain of Australia's women's football team, the Matildas, Steph Catley, says extreme nervousness gave way to unbridled joy when the hosting announcement was made.
Everyone in that room had worked so tirelessly for 3 years on that bid, and looking around, I was like, I can't handle this if, you know, it goes the other way. I don't want to look these people in the eye, but, you know, being able to, you know, scream and shout and hug them at the end for a winning bid, it was just the best feeling in the world.
And now for a look at today's weather. Perth, showers 21, Adelaide, partly cloudy 15, much the same in Melbourne, 14, Hobart, partly cloudy 12, Canberra, fog and frost 13, Wollongong, mostly sunny 17, Sydney, similar conditions 18, Newcastle, partly cloudy 18, Brisbane, sunny 22, Cairns, mostly sunny 26, and Darwin, sunny 32. This is SBS News.